on his own. Deptula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better come strong.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want to get in? 654-7627. 654-7627. Now is a good time to join the conversation. Obviously, big weekend baseball series, Clemson, South Carolina. Both teams off to good starts. I think Clemson's a really young team. I'm interested to see how they play this weekend. I'm a little concerned about the youth over the course of the year. I think the future's obviously really bright. I'm still advising that people temper expectations a little on this team. I just think when you have so many young players over a 56-game season, that some of those players are likely to hit a wall at some point. I also want to see both teams play against better competition, which you'll get a taste of this weekend. I appreciate Coach Brownell spending so much time with us as always. Great conversation. You want to get into that? Scotty, you're welcome to get back in now. You were actually on hold first. You were first. So if you get back in, I'll put you up. A number of things from that conversation. First of all, I want to go back to the Hunter Tyson thing, which, I talked about. Will just the confidence of seeing the ball go in quicken his release? And coach, like me, thinks that the answer is yes. And I think we already saw a little sign of that. I think Hunter Tyson is going to go down as one of the better shooters in Clemson basketball when all is said and done. And it's not just that, because I think he's actually a good player. I think he's capable of doing a lot of things. I think he can guard. I think he mixes it up. He can rebound. He hustles. I think there's going to be a lot to like about Hunter Tyson's game. And I think his game is going to blend really well with some of the athleticism around him, like a Clyde Trapp. And living off that and driving kick situations. And, of course, Clyde Trapp has improved his perimeter shot himself. The challenge with North Carolina is multiple. I mean, it starts with the fact that Carolina's playing their best basketball of the year. And I think that I wrote this, I said this on the show the other day, that I think Roy Williams is probably ACC Coach of the Year. And people, thought I had a fever or something, which, is understandable, because I'm not sure I've ever said that before. By the way, Ramona, Matt on Twitter writes, "Wow, I'm not really a basketball guy, but I could listen to you and Coach Brownell talk hoops all day." How about that?
We appreciate it. And we could talk them all day.
We could. Because, I've always had a real appreciation of Brad Brownell, because I think he really knows the game, and I think he really playing within the rules, which, quite honestly, most of the people in college basketball are not doing. I think he has.
That's apparently true.
Right. I think he's really put together a good product. And I still believe in this bunch this year. And I believe in this coach. And I think he understands that, I have an understanding of the game. So it's always made for a rapport, good working rapport. In terms of North Carolina, not only do you get a North Carolina that's playing their best basketball of the year and, cliche alert, hitting on all cylinders, but North Carolina presents a number of unique challenges. In the Florida State game was one of the first times all year, I think BC to an extent, but the Florida State game was one of the first times all year Clemson really had difficulty controlling the defensive glass. The problem with North Carolina, as I mentioned a coach at the end of the interview and he jumped on it, was that, they turn those offensive rebounds into open three-point looks. They collect those offensive rebounds and they kick it out to wide-open shooters, and that's one of the things that fuels them. Now, that's especially true at home. The road's a little bit different, but it will be vital the two most vital elements of this game for Clemson, without question, will be defensive transition. In other words, not allowing North Carolina to get dunks and runouts and layups and go on spurts, and control of your defensive glass, because that is how North Carolina just kills you. And this team is not, does none of the they're not playing in general, not playing the two traditional big posts that Roy Williams has favored, and yet they're still an excellent rebounding team, and they crushed Syracuse on the glass the second half. Now, again, your box out responsibilities at the baseline of a zone are different. You still have box out responsibilities, but you might argue that some of it was related to that. But no, this team is just really good at collecting second, third shots. I think Coach said they rebound 37% of their misses, which is outstanding. And again, they turn a lot of those into open three-point looks. The easiest three-point look to get in all of basketball is the three-point look off an offensive rebound. If you're rating the three-point looks, this is how it would rank. Off an offensive rebound is your easiest look. Probably threes in transition, threes off inside-out offense, threes off drive and kicks. Those are the best ways to get three-point looks. And the best way of all are threes off offensive glass, because they tend to be the most wide open. And shooters tend to have their feet under them and their feet set. And invariably, when you give up an offensive rebound against North Carolina, this happened like every time in the second half the other night. When North Carolina missed a shot and collected a rebound and kicked it back out, sometimes a third shot, they invariably knocked those threes in. And those are killers. It is a killer to play great defense for an entire possession and then not to be able to collect a clean defensive rebound. Killer. And that's what Carolina does to you. I mean, look, make no mistake about it. I mean, this team's playing as well as anybody in the country right now. And so this is not going to be easy. Now, North Carolina has had some issues playing here. This has not been the easiest place for them to play. And it's going to be vital. Crowd support in this game is going to be essential. It is going to be essential that the arena's filled, because you're not going to beat them without crowd support. It's going to take everything going just right to beat North Carolina. Clemson's going to have to play a near flawless game, and the crowd is going to have to be jacked out of their minds to beat this team. That doesn't mean it can't be done. Clemson has a lot of ingredients that can cause Carolina some problems. But you're going to have to play your A game. And playing your A game means crowd support too. But, the two things with Carolina are going to be transition defense, not letting them beat you down the court, making them work against your tough half-court defense, and then control your defensive glass. Because if you can't do those two things, then you have no shot. Doesn't matter who you are. That's not a Clemson thing. That's an anybody thing against North Carolina. Let me get Zeke and then Clemson Dad in here. Zeke, how are you?
Yeah, I think you're all over it, man. I think you hit the main – I think not for Clemson, but for everybody, the two things – that when I've seen Carolina play bad, the teams that have beat them, out-rebound them, number one, just out-rebound them. And number two is put them in a half-court game and made them work for everything.
Yep.
Made them work for everything. I think one unique thing about this team, Walter, is they're undefeated on the road in the conference.
Yeah.
So they have played well on the road. Now, Kobe White hasn't played well, but if you look at stats, the guys that played well on the road have been Luke May and Cam Johnson. Those guys have played well on the road. But those two stats, you're all over it. I agree with you 1,000%. You gotta rebound North Carolina, because those kickbacks kill you. The other thing I would say is, in my opinion, you want to keep North Carolina out of the lane. And that's really what I'm going to be interested in. You brought up a good point. This is a great interview, by the way, with Brunell. But
thanks.
I don't think, personally, you may disagree, I don't think Shelton Mitchell can keep Kobe White out of the lane. I think Scar and Reed alternating, throwing different bodies on him, is a great option. And I've seen other teams do that.
Yeah, look, you're not going to see Mitchell on White at all. I think the matchup you'll have to start, this is going to be like the Miami game to an extent, is that you're not going to get the same cross matchup. And this is a result of Sheldon Mitchell not having great lateral mobility that sometimes forces these, you don't get the straight cross match. And so I think what you'll see is Mitchell on Williams, and I think you'll see Reed on White to start. Now, and therefore you'd have Scara on Johnson. Now, later, I think you'll see Scara pick up White, especially if it turns out that White can shoot over Reed, and also maybe just to give Reed a break, because from a Clemson standpoint, you know, you don't necessarily want your leading scorer expending all the energy that he has on defense, even though Reed seems to pretty much be an energizer bunny and be able to go forever. But nonetheless, and you don't want him getting exposed to fouls either. So that would be another reason to potentially have Scar. And of course, you know, one of the advantages with Scar is that Scar can play a step or two off and recover to White's shot, which is still sort of a low release point. So there's that. But I think you'll see both of those are going to be the two guys you're going to see on White. And I think at the start, I think it'll be Reed. I think Mitchell will have Williams. And I think Scar will have Johnson.
Yeah, it's interesting because if you remember the Duke game, well, at the last 4 minutes, Trey Jones' legs were done.
Yeah.
His legs were – he played 40 minutes, but he played all the time for Kobe White.
Yeah.
And it drained him. I think a matchup I think is interesting – because I think Roy Williams would do the same thing. I think you're going to see Cam Johnson on Marquise Reed because of that length at 6'8", 6'9". I think you'll see that matchup also. I don't think Roy will just sit with Kenny Williams alone. I think you'll see Williams and Cam Johnson alternate on Marquise Reed.
Yeah, but I think you'll see Williams to start.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. Well, and Kenny's their excellent defender. They're both about 6'4". Kenny's very muscular. And that's going to be an interesting matchup as well. I'll tell you a key. I'm going to throw something out. I'm going to hang up and just get your thoughts. I'm going to give you two key players in this game.
And, you know, and by the way, Zeke, one thing. Bill Harder, former Tiger, mentioned something to me the other day, and I think he's right, is that, you know, the one thing about Williams is he's not necessarily as good a defender off ball.
That's a fact.
And I think that's true. I think sometimes movement and motion, can hurt him.
Tell you where he's excellent. He's excellent right on the ball. When you've got the ball, he can stay in front of you. And then he's also really good at picking up charges. But you're right. He tends to lose players. He lost Guy three straight times.
Right.
That really killed North Carolina in the game. But I'm going to make a comment and get your thoughts. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to miss these players. I'm going to mention Garrison Brooks and Elijah Thomas for these reasons, and let me finish my thought here. Garrison Brooks quietly has had a really, really solid sophomore season. He's 6'9", 250, and when he stays on the court, he's been able to guard guys really well. He hasn't been able to stay on the court, a la Syracuse, and with foul trouble, he sits down. Elijah Thomas, when he stays on the court, he can be dominant. Both those guys tend to get in foul trouble. So it's going to be interesting to see if one of the other puts the other on the bench. And I'm just going to hang up and get your thoughts on that. Thanks, Walt.
Hey, Zeke.
Yeah, go ahead.
One more thing. Yeah. Texter wrote asked this. Well, what is Leaky Black status?
You know, that was a really high ankle sprain. They basically said it was like a break, a high ankle sprain. He still has not come back. I think, honestly, what was it? Him and Sterling Manley. Both those guys have been out now for like 10, 12 games. And I don't think you'll see Leaky. I mean, you may not see Leaky. As long as he's in a suit, that tells me he's not even practicing, Walt.
Is he done for the year?
They haven't said that, but I got to be honest, we're getting late in this game. I think you may see Leaky ACC tournament, maybe NCAA tournament. It's been a really blow because it's 6'7" and long, and I think he has a chance to be one of the best defenders ever at North Carolina with his length and point guard skills. But no, you won't see him this weekend. I don't think you'll see Sterling Manley, neither one of those guys in practice. And Leaky Black may be something that, it's a shame he couldn't redshirt him. I think he missed it by one game or two games. He missed that redshirt. So, but he won't be back this weekend. What's been interesting, and one more thing I'll give you a thought, without Leaky Black, you know, Walt, you talk about sometimes guys get confidence when they don't feel like they have to look over their shoulder. Is it just me or has Seventh Woods gotten better since Leaky Black's injury, and he didn't have to look over his shoulder at Leaky Black taking his minutes, where he knows what his role is on this team. And I'm going to get your thoughts on that. Thanks, Walt.
Yeah, see, I can see that. I mean, I just think that, I think the seventh wood thing has just worked out really good for North Carolina. He's an experienced guy. He's gone through a lot of growing pains, and now he's found a really comfortable role backing up a star young player, and he's been instrumental, Seventh Woods has, in North Carolina's success on the road. Because where White has struggled, if at all, has been on the road. And, and again, North Carolina's history, recent history here, is that they struggle some. I just to be clear, I am not in any way, shape, or form surrendering this game. I think it's a really good North Carolina team that's played really well on the road and is playing their best basketball of the year. But they have had a history of having some trouble here, and I think Clemson has a lot of answers. It's just you're going to have to control those two particular elements that we discussed in depth. Clemson Dad, you'll be up first when we get back. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want an incredible dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked geese rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double-fried chicken wings, open every day. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Dexter 940 tells us, don't forget the chili cheese fries, which he says are the best in the world. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, the filet mignon, or the smoked ribs. Carson's also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. Quick break. You can get in anything you want. The remainder of the show, 20 minutes left. Final segment coming up. Clemson Lady Tigers basketball, Kellen Kwok from Duke tonight. You want to get in? Do so now. We'll be right back.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour, or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
We want Pretzel Crust! We want Pretzel Crust
fans, rejoice, because it's back. Yeah. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four cheese blend, surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8, and only $6 from the home of pretzel crust pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza at participating locations plus tax.
Join
Join us at the third annual Big Splash Sales event at Clemson Marina. Kick off the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda Luxury Pontoons, Monterey Sports Boat, and Express Fishing Boat powered by Yamaha Outboards. Enjoy local vendors, kids entertainment, a catfish fry, and discounted drinks from the grill. We'll see you Saturday, March 9th at Clemson Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express, Monterey, and Yamaha Outboards dealer. Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what you're talking about. It kind of spooks me out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tula Road Rage, Weird WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, I see Mike Trout trending on Twitter, and I'm wondering why. And why is because basically everybody else has decided to go to the same watering hole that we did and the listeners did, and that is that if Bryce Harper's getting $330 million, what in the world is Mike Trout worth? And you're seeing that from ex-athletes and athletes as well. That's what people are saying. Everyone is saying the same thing. Damian Woody, if Bryce Harper is getting 330, what in the world is Mike Trout getting? Robert Littell, if I'm Mike Trout, I'm asking for $500 million. If Bryce Harper is worth 330, Mike Trout is the sun that provides the energy for all life processes on Earth, warming our seas and lighting our skies, the celestial body around which our planets orbit. See, there's the problem. There is the dilemma. That's part of the dilemma in paying more than somebody's worth. And that's it. Here's one guy who likes the deal. John Clark from NBC. But, you know, obviously it's a ridiculous deal, but we spent enough time on Bryce Harper today. You want to get in 654-7627. There's still a little bit of time. Let me get to Clemson Dad here. Before I do that, let me tell you about my friends at Thomas Barbecue. You know, Brock and Beth Watt Thomas are the original owner. They stayed true to all the original recipes because Thomas was wildly successful. They weren't going to just remake tradition. You know, they stayed true to the tradition. They wanted to add some things that were uniquely their own. They did. The mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is insanely good, and the banana pudding, which is the best anywhere, period. I mean, so they did some things like that. They added some things to the existing menu. They did not subtract anything that was on the menu. They do catering, tailgates, parties. They do it all. You want to be the hit of your get-together? What better way than through Thomas Barbecue? They just redid the store in the storefront. They are the home for the Cheerwine National Championship sauce. Our John Hite finally got to try that the other day. Just loved it, as you will too. Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, Old Carolina, New Carolina. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds, toss them in any of the eight sauces. Fresh sides and desserts, open Monday to Saturday, 10:30, cater anytime. Corner Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. Get out there today. I promise you will thank me later. All right, let me get to Clemson Dad. Clemson Dad, how are you?
Good, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. It was kind of funny. You said, let me get to Clemson Dad. I sat up straight, took a deep breath, cleared my throat. I was getting ready to start talking. You said, 1 minute, let me go talk about Tom. So,
oh, there you go.
I gotta try that. I'm right down the street from there.
Yeah, you do.
I've never tried.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you get off the phone.
no, they're closed now.
Yeah, they are probably now.
But anyway, I have to try that out. Maybe I'll try it out this weekend. I think they're open on Saturday.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, bud. You're talking about, I enjoyed your talk with Coach, and it's going to be tough for Clemson and North Carolina against North Carolina. And they're both kind of, they got some seniors on both teams that they got the experience, both of them. I think it's going to be a good matchup. I hope it's a good game. I hope it just doesn't get
Look, I think Clemson's going to compete. I don't know if they're going to win, but I think they're going to compete. And obviously, if they can win the game, look, it's this simple. You know, in a way, I think it's a house money shot because I'm of the opinion, yep, and I've stated as much, that that Clemson needed 4 wins. They have 2. I think Clemson needs 2 more wins, and they're in the tournament. If they win 2 of 3 and win the first game of the ACC tourney, they are a mortal lock to be in the NCAA tourney. So all the LOL people who thought that it was funny when I was still telling you that, well, the couple of you, that that Clemson was still going to the tournament, it's very much alive. If the tournament started today, Clemson would be in. And so my belief is this. I think 2 of 3 gets you in. 2 of 3
right. And
the first game of the ACC tourney makes you a mortal lock to get in. And I don't care where the 2 of 3 come from. Now, just to be clear, if one of those 2 is North Carolina, you are a mortal lock to get in the tournament. So I view this game as like a free shot at going to the tournament.
Yeah, as a current student or a fan, why wouldn't you want to just show up and fill the house and shake the building? I think that's what you said that earlier.
Yeah, I think that's what's needed. Clemson's going to need every advantage possible here. I mean, this is a really good team that's playing really well, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. North Carolina's turned it on.
Yeah, and so you're going to have to play your absolute A game, and they may have to play less than their best. But I still think it's a game that Clemson could win. It's going to take some things going their way.
I got 2 more questions if you got time, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you see the end of the Ole Miss Tennessee game last night? And what did you think, Walt?
Was that a foul
at the end?
I thought that was the best charge draw 35 feet from the basket by Schofield that I have ever seen. I think that if he tried to do that the next 99 times, he would get called for the foul every single time. But in this one situation, I think he actually somehow managed to beat the Ole Miss offensive player and got his feet set, and I think it was a charge. I think if he tried to do that 100 times, 99 times that foul is on him. But in this one case, I actually think he drew the foul.
You agree it's close enough that somebody could see it a different way. I'm not saying I do, but it was bang, bang.
Well, I think his feet were set. The shooter had not left the court. And I think Schofield's feet were set. I think he was squared up. He wasn't moving at all. I think it was the right call. I actually think it was pretty clear that it was the right call. Again, I think that already Rick Barnes told him never to do that again because the chances of him drawing that foul were really remote. But And I don't remember what the free throw shooting situation was, whether that would have put Ole Miss at the line. But
yeah, I think I don't either. But anyway, I just wanted to see what you thought about it. And then the last thing, and you can talk about it off the air. I've never heard you, and I might have missed it, but your opinion on the NFL Combine we got coming up this weekend. How much, you know, do you take out of that or get yeah. out of that? And do you look at it at all?
Oh, yeah. Every
do you
second
watch
of it.
Any of it?
Every second of it. I mean, the draft is my deal. I think.
Well, I didn't know if I was yeah. the only weirdo watching.
No, I think I've proven some acumen in the area of the draft and talent analysis, and so it's all a big part of my deal. I'll address that off air. Thank you, Clemson Dad. I appreciate the call. You know, in terms of the combine, it's all important. I mean, look. This is a process for NFL teams and scouts. It's that they work through and try and connect the dots. Your regular season productivity, what they see from you on film, if you went to the one of the postseason bowl games, if they got to work with you during a week of Senior Bowl practice, the meetings that they will have with you at the combine, later the invites to the team facilities where you have 30 invites, you have 60 15-minute sessions with the players at the combine. You know, this is all part of the information gathering process. And quite honestly, amongst all the things that go on at the combine, maybe the most important ingredients are the medical testing and most important of all, the interview processes, where you begin to learn what makes these players tick. It's all essential. It's all essential. The 40-yard dashes and the vertical leaps, that's a part of it. It's a part of it. They are all elements. And what you're hoping for, if you're evaluating a prospect, is you're hoping to be able to connect all those dots. And when you do, then you should have something special. When you don't, you need to go back to one area or the other and figure out why they don't connect. So it's sort of like a giant jigsaw puzzle. In a real sense. Ramona, we have tickets to give away to Clemson baseball tomorrow.
We have 4 tickets to give away to tomorrow's game, which is 6.
All right, here's what we have to do on this deal. I don't have time for any questions. So what I'm going to do is 4 tickets to tomorrow's game. Big deal. I'm going to give them away to the 4th caller right now. 4th caller. We don't want to make Ramona work too hard at the end of the show. 4th caller, call in, say you want them. That's all you have to do. 4 tickets to tomorrow's Clemson, South Carolina baseball game. 4th caller, get in right now. 654-7627. And you can go and bring the family. Bring the kiddies to the Clemson, South Carolina baseball game. And we'll have a winner for you momentarily as, you know, all 117 lines are lit up. Before we get out of here today, let me tell you about my friends at Krispy Kreme. You know, the Reese family has owned Krispy Kreme in Anderson-Spartanburg for 60 years, doing things the right way. They do donuts right. They do donuts better than anybody else. They are the donut masters, in fact. It is the Reese family. Go see them. Try the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, which is still the greatest donut humanity has ever conceived of. Ramona, on the other hand, believes that it is the Oreo Cookie Donut, which she believes is the greatest ever. I don't believe I've had that donut. The hot original glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. There is nothing like Krispy Kreme hot original glaze fresh off the press. Nothing. Nothing. They're like otherworldly. And every new season, every new holiday is an occasion for Krispy Kreme to change it up and give you a bunch of new flavors and new donuts and all that stuff. Plus, rather than go to that extravagant, expensive coffee house, you can get all those same types of lattes and coffee drinks at Krispy Kreme in Anderson-Spartanburg for far, far less money. So take yourself to Anderson-Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. Trust me, you will thank me later. All right, Ramona.
I got a winner.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling, y'all.
Who won the tickets?
Oh, you mean to tell? Tim Vaughn.
Yeah. Okay. Congratulations, Tim Vaughn. You and your family are going to watch Clemson, South Carolina tomorrow, courtesy of Road Rage and WCCP. All right. That's going to be it for us today. We will make way. Kwok and Kelly up at Duke for Clemson Lady Tigers basketball tonight as they continue their quest to make the NCAA basketball tournament and are well on their way to doing just that. Appreciate all your contributions. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. I will see you tomorrow from the studio. We'll talk about Clemson football and the combine.
The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter, co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it.